Welcome to one of a continuing series of podcasts highlighting the work of the Office of Inspector General. This is Mike Kane inviting you to follow us on our website at oig.hhs.gov and on Twitter at oig@hhs. Since our last podcast, OIG issued a number of reports, including one that found Medicare could be paying twice for prescription drugs for beneficiaries in hospice. Another report noted that most OIG-reviewed nursing home assessments failed to fully meet standards for patients on antipsychotic drugs. One report noted that Indiana Medicaid saved more than $1 million in just 6 months after setting up a blood glucose test strip rebate program. Another report found that Delaware failed to report Medicaid overpayments, and OIG urged that the state refund $10 million to the federal government. And OIG found in another report that over a three-month period, 35 states kept $25 million in increased Recovery Act funding to which they were not entitled. In yet another review, it was noted that most cases of harm to hospital patients were not reported to state adverse event monitoring systems. Go to our website for a related Spotlight article and podcast. And in a first for OIG, the podcast is also available in Spanish. In the largest healthcare settlement in U.S. history, pharmaceutical giant GlaxoSmithKline agreed to plead guilty and pay $3 billion to resolve criminal and civil liability in a wide-ranging fraud case. Inspector General Dan Levinson said, "Our five-year integrity agreement with GlaxoSmithKline requires individual accountability of its board and executives. For example, company executives may have to forfeit annual bonuses if they or their subordinates engage in significant misconduct, and sales agents are now being paid based on quality of service rather than sales targets." NextCare, an urgent care chain, is to pay $10 million to resolve allegations of false claims. In a case of voluntary self-disclosure, a Tennessee hospital is to pay $3.59 million to settle false claims allegations. In other actions, 48 people have been charged in a $500 million Medicaid fraud scheme that diverted and trafficked in secondhand prescription drugs in a national underground market. Two women admitted taking part in a $63 million scam through the Healthcare Solutions Network. A Michigan man entered a guilty plea in a $13.8 million home health care scheme involving forgery, falsified records, false claims, and kickbacks and bribes. Four suspects in Texas were indicted in a medical equipment scheme that submitted $11 million in Medicare and Medicaid billings, 80 to 90% of which were alleged to be fraudulent. Two people were charged in Detroit in a series of home health scams that led to more than $8.8 million in fraudulent claims to Medicare. The owner of two healthcare companies was convicted in Washington, D.C. of submitting more than $7 million in phony Medicaid claims. A fourth defendant in the $45 million city nursing health care scheme in Houston was sentenced to 12 and a half years in prison and ordered to pay more than $19 million in restitution. In a related development in the city nursing case, OIG most wanted fugitive Godwin Chido Ziocha, also charged in the scam, was arrested June 27 in Houston after having been extradited from Nigeria. Enrique Gonzalez, an OIG most wanted healthcare fugitive charged in a $26 million Medicare scheme, was arrested in Peru July 25 and extradited to the United States. Hassan Rana, charged in a $5.5 million Medicare fraud scheme, has been added to OIG's most wanted list of healthcare fugitives. In a child support enforcement case, former NFL wide receiver Andre Rison must pay nearly $323,000 in restitution for failure to pay child support. Julio Antonio Garcia Encarnacion, a high-profile jockey, was arrested July 2 in New Jersey by OIG agents from the New York regional office. He was charged with failing to pay $166,000 in child support. And in South Dakota, a man who failed to make child support payments was ordered to pay nearly $67,000 in restitution. In a similar case, Martin Zake, charged with failing to pay more than $38,000 in child support and listed on OIG's Child Support Enforcement webpage, was arrested July 12 in Kentucky. Don't miss OIG's new consumer alert section on our website. You will find there a Spanish language version of OIG's Diabetes Fraud Alert. For links to these reports and stories and more, go to our website or follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening.